Hello there, Nigel Ogden back with you once again to introduce Radio 2's weekly contribution to the airwaves from the world of pipe and electronic organs. American organist Rob Calcaterra has just arrived in this country for what happily seems to be becoming his annual tour. So here he is to open our programme this evening at the console of the Free Trade Hall Manchester, Wurlitzer, with The Secret. From Rob Calcaterra playing the four manual Wurlitzer in Manchester's Free Trade Hall. Well, if we take away a couple of keyboards and replace all the pipes with printed circuit boards, we'll end up with something resembling the Hammond B3000, which is our next instrument on the list this evening, played by that popular chap, Billy Duncan. And this is Time After Time. Thank you. Billy Duncan on Hammond B3000, Time After Time. The past few years have seen the appearance of some splendid new musicals, and one which was particularly well received by Great Britain's theatre-going public was Annie. Well, from that show comes a song called Tomorrow, and here's an instrumental version of it from Trevor Bolshaw playing the Bradford University computing organ. The Bradford University computing organ installed in Christchurch, Ilkley, and Tomorrow, played by Trevor Bolshaw. It's personality profile time, and today the spotlight focuses on a gentleman who hasn't played theatre organs for over 40 years, but whose performances at the Consol made such an impact during the 1930s that his name has been revered ever since. I'm referring, of course, to Sidney Torch, whose only organ experience was assistant at the Metropole Victoria before he moved over to London's prestigious Regal Cinema at Marble Arch as orchestral pianist and assistant organist to the great Quentin MacLean. MacLean was succeeded by Reginald Fort for a short time, but finally in 1932 Torch became the number one, playing the renowned 4-manual 36 rank Christie, at that time the largest theatre organ in Europe. Well, the stunning effect which Torch's playing had on both his live and radio audiences was even more remarkable for the fact that he never had any organ tuition. And it's often been said that it was his ignorance of what supposedly could and could not be done with a theatre organ that led to him developing a style of rhythmic playing and exploitation of the organ's resources which has never been equalled. Well, here is Sidney Torch at the Marble Arch Christie with one of his typically inventive arrangements, They All Start Whistling Mary. Sidney Torch at Marble Arch. The Regal Christie was noted for its slowness of speech, but it never seemed to occur to Torch that the time lag between pressing the keys and hearing the sound was a problem. He just got round it, and to perfection. In 1934, Torch moved on from Marble Arch to the new Regal at Edmonton, and another, although considerably smaller, Christie of 4 manuals and 14 ranks of pipes. Throughout his comparatively short career in the cinema world, he always tried to be different in his arrangements and interpretations, and I think there are few theatre organ connoisseurs today who would deny that he succeeded admirably. Well, amongst the most popular of Torch's recordings were his incredible performances of The Flying Scotsman and The Orient Express, and so here's the latter, played on the Regal Edmonton Christie. The Orient Express, very cleverly portrayed by Sidney Torch on the organ of the Regal Edmonton. And of course, at the time of these recordings, there was no chance of a second take at a section of the music which hadn't come out quite right. As the sound was recorded directly onto hot wax, it was a case of getting it right first time, or starting again from the very beginning. After Edmonton, Torch went to the Union Theatre at Kingston-on-Thames, which later, as the Regal and then the ABC, became very popular through the broadcasts of Joseph Seal. Fortunately, this beautiful Wurlitzer is still in fine voice at the Brentford Music Museum. And here's another classic Torch recording made on the Kingston Wurlitzer, featuring some excellent use of the piano attachment. The title, Love and Learn. Thank you. Without doubt, Sidney Torch's first love was orchestral arranging and conducting, and after the war he devoted himself entirely to this type of work. For 21 years he appeared on Friday Night is Music Night, and even today there are not many weeks go by without the orchestra playing one of his arrangements. Some people fervently hope that one day Torch will be coaxed out of retirement and back to the theatre organ console. But not having played the instrument for so many years, there are others who think it would be best simply to remember his marvellous playing of the 1930s. Well, it's not for me to say either way, but one thing's for sure, his name will never be forgotten as long as theatre organ enthusiasts and recordings exist. Well, to end our personality profile, here is Sidney Torch once again playing his favourite instrument and the one in which he personally supervised the tonal regulation of the pipework. The tune is I Hadn't Anyone Till You, and it's played on the Wurlitzer of the Gaumont State Theatre in Kilburn. Sidney Torch at the State Kilburn Wurlitzer. Well, in complete contrast to all that, here's a medley of two from Keith Evans on Cavendish 906 Electronic. Thank you. Georgia on My Mind and Without a Song, arranged and played on Cavendish 906 by Keith Evans. Well, if any of you are thinking of going to the South Pacific for your holidays this year, here's a bit of music to help you make your mind up. And it comes from Simon Gledhill at the BBC Theatre Organ. Happy Talk from Simon Gledhill playing the BBC Wurlitzer. Quite a busy week coming up concert-wise, so here goes. Tomorrow, the 23rd, Doreen Chadwick plays at the 3J's Gomersall at 7:30 p.m. And two concerts on Sunday morning, the 24th, with Bob Evenden and William Davis at the Plaza Stockport at 10:45. And at 11 o'clock, a very special 50th anniversary concert of the Compton Organ in the Dreamland Leisure Centre in Margate, featuring the gentleman who originally opened the organ, Lewis Gerrard. On Sunday afternoon, Ina Barger plays at Marston Green Hospital, Birmingham, and David Ivory at the Castle Hill Church, Ipswich, both commencing at 2:45. At 3 o'clock, Arnold Loxham at the Abbey Hall, Abingdon, and John Mann at the Civic Centre, Aylesbury. And finally, next Wednesday the 27th at 8 p.m, Jeff Stevenson at Turner's Musical Merry-Go-Round in Northampton. And just before we bring down the curtain on this week's show, here's a lively medley of gospel songs from Franz Lambert on Verzi Galaxy. Michael row the boat ashore, he's got the whole world in his hands, and the Battle of Jericho from Franz Lambert on Verzi Galaxy, plus a few friends, as you doubtless noticed. And that brings things to an end for another week. Many thanks for joining me this evening, and I'll hope to have you back at the same time, 9:15 next Friday. Until then, from producer Peter Pilbeam and me, Nigel Ogden, all the best, and bye for now.